Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Our Galactic Family podcast. My name's John Wilkinson, and I channel a group that I call my brothers and sisters from across the stars. In today's episode, I'm going to be sharing with you the fourth lesson of the Sing Your Soul Song class. Today's lesson is called Revealing Your Soul's Song. I'd like to move us directly into the channeled message. And after the message, we will gather again and I will review the exercise for this lesson with you. So let's just dive right in. So I invite you to get yourselves in a comfortable position. Feel free to close your eyes if you would like. And I will share the channeled message with you. Sometimes, in order for you to sing your soul's song and become the true expression of who you really are, you go through a period of confusion and just being lost. The truth is, this is how most of you will learn to sing your song. Not because it's easier or faster or even better in some way, but because this is how your reality operates. Most of you will spend much of your life being conditioned to be a certain way that ends up diminishing and stifling you, silencing your soul's voice, making it difficult for you to hear the song you are meant to embody and create in your reality. Many of you are convinced you are being your true, authentic selves, only to find out you're actually singing someone else's song, and you struggle to see this. Not because you want something that doesn't belong to you, but because you're confused, and you genuinely believe in what you're doing. That you are, in fact, hearing the voice of your soul. And for a lot of you, you're not. You see, sometimes the human side of you won't surrender and give you a chance to clearly hear the voice of your soul. This is the way of things in your reality. As you go through your awakening process and ascend to a state that feels supernatural to many of you. And in a lot of ways, learning to listen to your soul's voice and start to sing your soul's song is a superpower. And for a lot of you, you may feel like you are a superhero. But the truth is, being a superhero and singing your soul's song doesn't make you superior or better in any way. You're all superheroes, and you all have a superpower. We don't mean a psychic gift, while this is important, and it helps you discern fact from fiction in your physical reality from time to time. We speak of something that may seem very trivial to you. Your superpower, for many of you, is simply to be bold and courageous enough to be different, to get something wrong, or to make a complete fool of yourself, to know that even if people make fun of you for being different or for following your passions in life and it not working out and you falling flat on your face and it doesn't work out how you imagined it at all, you are a superhero in our eyes. Every hero that has walked your earth, every master that ascended to the heights of divinity went through a very similar struggle many of you are experiencing right now in this moment. We know many of you don't see this as you focus on how horribly wrong things have gone in your lives, as you reflect on those moments when you were at your worst. We ask that you take a moment and congratulate yourselves for being brave enough to even try. As you take the next few steps forward, understand that they are the hardest steps to take. Getting up and trying again after making a fool of yourself or getting something wrong or falling flat on your face and nothing working out how you thought it would. Maybe you did rush in too soon before you were ready, but at least you tried. Now you know what doesn't work, and now you can make a different choice. Not every one of your attempts to create your soul's masterpiece will be successful the first try. For many masters try and fail countless times before they get it right. Each attempt isn't a failure. It's an opportunity to let a new part of your true identity reveal itself to you. We know many of you think of a masterpiece as some sort of literary piece of art, and it can be. But we also speak of the desire for your soul to create in other ways too. Being an author, a poet, a musician, and a painter are all wonderful things, but there are countless other ways for you to create your soul's masterpiece. Every soul has a song to sing, a masterpiece to create. And for you, it might just be being the real you, your true authentic self. You may feel like you don't have an artistic bone in your body, but you might have a special bond with animals and nature, and create something to assist animals and nature. Or maybe your soul song is completely different. But how do you actually find your soul song? How do you be the real you? As many of you struggle to find out what you're meant to do in your physical reality, we would say this: what excites you? What are you passionate about? And some of you would respond, well, nothing. Nothing really. I really don't know what I'm passionate about. I don't really know what I'm excited to do. We would say, you just forgot. For some of you, the answers you seek lie hidden in your past. For some of you, it's your childhood, a time forgotten by many. A time when you could hear the voice of your soul very clearly before your life got filled with obligations and memories of regret. For many, there was something you loved to do as a child, something that excited you. That was your soul speaking to you, sharing with you your superpower, your song to sing. For others, it might be there were some difficult experiences in your younger years that changed you, molded you into who you are today. And those experiences are the fire, the fuel that guide you into what your soul wants you to create. We believe that for most of you, the answer to unlocking the mystery to what is your soul's song starts with who you were as a child. We would encourage you to take a few moments and reflect on who you were as a child, asking yourself the question, what kinds of things did I like to do? We understand Not everyone will have positive memories of your childhood. And for some, these experiences may bring to the surface things you would rather forget. But we would remind you that these experiences have helped mold and shape you into who you become today. These unpleasant experiences in your life may have been created to prepare you for the journey of discovering who you really are and what you're here to do while you're here in your physical reality. Do not dismiss and treat the hurt and pain of your past as something negative and something best forgotten. Instead, acknowledge it as it helped mold you into who you are today and prepare and assist you in unlocking the blueprint of your soul's song. It's your job to express, not dismiss, your soul's song. And for many of you, it might be the pain of your past that will unlock the door to your soul's voice and allow you to finally discover what you're here to do. If you were to look at the tapestry of your life, you might call your life story, or perhaps your autobiography if you would like, it's unlikely it will be filled with only positive things. Most of you would only focus on the negative, with a few positive highlights here and there. The road to discovering your soul's song requires you to look at the tapestry of your life. Do not run and hide from it. Some of you are sitting there right now, expecting a ray of light to beam into your body, revealing to you your destiny, to hear this profound voice, and it doesn't happen. It doesn't work that way. To unlock the mysteries of your soul's song, you must first remember who you are and the experiences that created the version of you that you are today. But please be kind and gentle to yourself as you do this. We do understand this is a big job we ask of you. But we do not ask you to write a novel. But we do encourage you to take some time and write a few pages to help illustrate the tapestry of your life. We believe that what you may discover about yourself, what might be revealed, is well worth the effort. Think of writing your story, the tapestry of your life, like following the breadcrumb left by that higher mind that guides you in your physical reality. It can be a lot easier to see those breadcrumbs much later in your life. The journey of singing your soul's song is about discovering who you are. And it's important that you discover it, see it, feel it, experience it for yourself. While there are times when a more direct approach is required to get you back on track, on the right path, it's always preferred that you discover your soul's song in the gentlest way possible. But that requires you to be willing to do the work. It's our hope that you will take our suggestion to write down your story, the tapestry of your life, through the consciousness and the understanding of the version of you that exists today. You may not find the answers you seek right away. The answer of, what is my soul's song to sing, may still elude you and won't become clear until much later in your life. It may take days, months, even years before you see the patterns of the tapestry of your life that reveal to you what your soul's song is. So please don't be discouraged if you don't get the answer right away. The important thing is that you have started actively searching. And you are starting to understand the way to find, discover your soul's song is through discovering who you really are. That does conclude the channeled message. I'd like to take a moment with you and review the exercise with you. I know a lot of you may be feeling a bit overwhelmed, as this seems like a big project. I wanted to share a little bit of my own story with you and how this exercise really helped me much later in my life. When I was about 15 years old, I got this idea in my head that I was going to write a book about all of my experiences. I didn't even know why I felt I needed to do it, what I was hoping to achieve, but it just felt like it was really important and something that I needed to do. As I look back on it now, I was definitely being guided to do this. Now, I have never shared what I have written in this book with anybody, even to this day. But I do, from time to time, review what I wrote, and occasionally I may feel the need to add some new stuff over the years. And a few years ago, I had this same desire. I need to write a book. And this is usually the time in my life where it's important that I do some serious reflection, contemplation, and add to this story. And it's not until later that I finally understood why it was so important. Because of writing the story of my life, the tapestry that allowed me to understand what my soul's song is, that I was able to see the unconscious patterns in my life that were stopping me from singing my soul's song. It also revealed to me that as I was reading what I had written more than 20 years ago, I was actually having a conversation with somebody. Call it a higher being, call it my higher self, call it whatever you will. I was actually sitting there all those years ago, channeling information. And I was completely unaware that that's what I was doing. And that's when I began to connect the dots and started to realize what my soul's song is. Now, you may not be here to be a channeler, but by doing this work today, the answer to what your soul's song may reveal itself to you later. As my guides shared, writing this life story, the tapestry of your life, is like leaving yourself breadcrumbs for you to follow later in your life. The question some of you may have is, how exactly should I write this story? Well, honestly, that's completely up to you. I will share with you how I wrote this story. I chose to tell this story as though I was sitting down with somebody, maybe a good friend, and telling them my life story of everything I've experienced in my life, especially all the significant milestone events. From the point of view of the version of me that is reflecting on all of the experiences I've had. And what I realized much later is I was actually having a conversation. And they were giving me their insights as I shared my story with them. Or at least, I think that would be a good place to start. But ultimately, you can write this story however you would like. It's your story to tell, after all. I do hope that you're prepared to sit down and write down your life story. And know that you will never have to share this with anybody. This is just for you. But you could, if you wanted to. And that does conclude today's lesson. I do hope that it helped you. And I look forward to seeing you all again very soon.